they wail upon their beds and do not cry.
Same thing.
They just go to the earth and wail. They don't press through the crowd, cry out to Him. Putting your hope in Him, always the thing is, listen, the cross ground is like the whole Bible, in a way. The division, you have the power to choose and the power to continue choosing by action. That first choice was by good. And there's something to that. Take it very seriously. Yes, little lad. Yes. So wonderful. Good. Great apostle. All right, but you grow up a little and you realize something. You start to realize. We're called to a life now which is purposeful and meaningful to that new creation. And you've got to start choosing deeper. Well, that, of course, really does reflect that as it gets going. What a seed does, the initial is just there, but then it chooses deeper and deeper, and it bears fruit. Just sitting around existing is settled on his leaves, and it is from his youth. Well, the average, you're in your youth. What are you doing? Find out. That's when his cursed is, he does the work of the Lord with slackness. And also, he is a drag besides cursed. You don't like you, and nobody else thinks you're interesting. You thought he was interesting, didn't you?
Yeah.
Anybody awake?
Yeah.
The usual drag?
No.
You say no. Okay? Again, I keep talking like this, and you see the issue in front of you, don't you?
Yes!
That's why I get the hate mail. Boy, my hate mail. Wow. Starting in, they're going to shoot me now. But also, I am a harsh taskmaster because I talk like this. I also stress it's up to you. I put it in front of you. I can't push you into it. But I make it awful clear. I don't try to push you into it. It's a waste of effort. Just forget it. Let them go. Go to the sword. Let them go to the sword. All I can do is make it clear. And myself make sure that I'm putting Jesus first. Then the success he gives me will be further pressure on you, but that's all. If you can refuse that, you may make it into the sea. It's up to you. The second time around, it's up to you. The first time, so to speak, you knew nothing. You were born. But the second time, when you choose him, there's faithfulness, then there's loyalty. Second time goes on. And that time it's up to you, though. More and more it's up to you. You've been given the power. You're trained how to use it. Are you going to shake yourself or just dwell on the earth? Again, the picture of the shepherd. And the picture of the sheep. Everyone automatically went, oh, I want to be just a child, just a babe in Christ. I'm just a little seed. Now, you didn't mean I want to backslide. It's what you meant, but it's what you said. You better get a hold on yourself. If that's the way you can talk and act, when you get old at 24, what are you going to be? Look at all the others. Woe to those who dwell alone on the earth in their own tiled houses, instead of falling in the earth and dying to selfishness every day. Because when the chips are down, you're going to choose the earth. Are you practicing for earth or heaven all day yesterday, all day today, this minute? You're practicing for one of the two. It's only fair that you should get the one you're choosing and practicing for. It is not fair to ram you into something that you're not equipped for. You should get the one that you are practicing for. And of course, little babies, honest babies, they're only practicing to grow up. They're not playing games. Older ones that play games. Of course, then there's the eternal security route. This is a hard saying. I'm a harsh taskmaster. So, we'll try the eternal security number. Those who settle for now is another one. Let each one look not only to his own interests, but also those in heaven. That means your interest on earth. His own interest here now, but also those of Christ Jesus in heaven. Remember, you were raised to sit in heavenly places. We'll go into dwelling in heaven. And if you get overpowered, you know, everyone, as they get overpowered, the problem.
I just wanted to ask a question.
Everyone, as they get overpowered, bad enough. See, everyone, as they get overpowered, come back. The process of backsliding.
Goofiness turns into wicked manners?
Goofiness, right. I forget what I was going to say. But it's a process of getting overpowered. You got no one to blame. Yeah, you sit there blaming yourself. And that's what he does every single time. I know I got nobody to blame but myself. And after a while, he's gone. The last state is worse than the first. Is his warning. You receive the power to overcome. All right, the first time you couldn't help it, Adam. All right, it's forgiven. Now he gave you the power to do what he wanted in the first place, automatically. What's the excuse now? Well, no wonder you say, well, I wasn't choosing Jesus. I just let myself. How do you choose Jesus? Well, you got those stupid rules. It's so simple, that's why it's simple. You got a conscience. Most of all, you know, if you really were serious and determined and zealous, you'd find others fellowshipping in the same spirit. And you'd only stick to that and guard your fellowship. You heard that, protect it. Years ago, it said they become once again entangled. That's the real thing. Return to beggarly elements. So what is dwelling in heaven? Want to hear about it?
Yeah.
First of all, by faith, right now we live as though we are in heaven. And our fellowship is meant to reflect what it is in heaven. But you heard the catch. What was the catch?
Yeah.
No. Catch is...